few weeks ago, the news carried the story of a French policeman who took the place of a hostage. Arnaud Bertrami was the policeman. He offered to take the place of a woman that a gunman in a grocery store was using as a human shield. Bertrami died of injuries he sustained when the police later stormed the store. Pope Francis, hearing of that incident, praised Bertrami for giving his life out of a desire to protect others. We hear Jesus say in the Gospel this morning, "A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." We would agree that Bertrami has every right to that title. These days, we aren't all that familiar with sheep or with shepherds, for that matter. It isn't a local economy around here, as it is in Australia or in China. But we still understand what Jesus is talking about, especially since he offers the example of laying down one's life for the sheep. It's an easy jump for us to identify Jesus as that good shepherd. In fact, he does the same himself. "I am the good shepherd," he says. And we've just recalled those events when he proved the same point by dying on the cross for the sinful world. Given the example of Jesus, we rightly think there is something extraordinary about a person who does what Jesus does. And occasionally, we find somebody in the news who comes close to that extraordinary sacrifice that our Lord made. For example, Coach Feist at Majory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida was one of those extraordinary people. When the school came under gunfire, Coach Feist ran towards the danger while others ran away from the danger, all in the hope that he could save his students. Some years ago, a high diving instructor named Robert Bonadies died saving one of his students. When she couldn't find her ripcord, he stayed with her long enough to pull her ripcord, but too long to pull his own before impact. Again, we say, what an extraordinary sacrifice. We're speechless when the news brings us a story about somebody who literally lays down his or her life for another. So we get the image that Jesus is bringing home to us with that good shepherd image. Of course, the challenge for us is that we just don't see ourselves able to really do something that heroic or on that scale of sacrifice. Before we exonerate or excuse ourselves because, well, we're just ordinary people, we need to consider that there are more ordinary ways that we also can lay down our lives for others. While we may never be called on to respond in an extraordinary circumstance, we won't really know how we'll respond in that moment unless and until we practice giving of ourselves in the more ordinary ways of life. We can make it a way of life in the events and in the challenges of our everyday lives. I think Mother Teresa understood this point very well. She used to tell people, "Now don't think that love, in order to be genuine, has to be extraordinary." She said, "What we need is to love without getting tired. Be faithful," she said, "in the small things. In the small things. Because it is in them that your strength lies." I think we find something very sensible and sincere in those words. Maybe our strength does lie in the ordinary channels of self-giving. such as a mom or a dad who makes endless sacrifices for their children's welfare, from walking the floor at night with a crying baby, to working two jobs in order to put a son or a daughter through college. Whatever our own place in this universe, we can be sure there are ways we also can lay down our lives for others. Yes, it may look ordinary, but it's still a sacrifice. If we're uncertain just where we can make a difference, where we can fulfill that Christian challenge to put others ahead of ourselves, we certainly find some direction in Jesus' example of that good shepherd. We hear him describe the good shepherd as someone who won't leave the sheep and won't run away. We have a good place to start then, in that school of self-sacrifice, when we strive always to stand alongside the defenseless in this world, when we shout our support for the persecuted, or when we show concern for the poor and the homeless. These are the sheep in our eyesight who need a shepherd. There was a soft-spoken 18-year-old waitress at a Waffle House in Texas City who became an inspiration, really, because of a Facebook post about something she did. There was a customer, an older man, who told the waitress, her name was Ivani Williams, that he had trouble with his hands. The man had an oxygen tank with him, and he needed help cutting up his food. Without one moment's hesitation, Ivani took his plate and began cutting up his ham. Another customer nearby snapped the picture and posted it because she was so touched by that young girl's kindness to that older man. Ivani herself didn't consider it anything special. As she said, "I would want someone to help my grandmother or grandfather." But the fact that she did do it, that's the difference here. We can all find somebody in a similar situation of need, and we don't leave them alone. And if we don't leave them alone, and if we don't run away from them, then we are finally learning something about shepherding. You know, you often hear this fourth Sunday of Easter called Shepherd Sunday, because the gospel always comes from that Good Shepherd passage of St. John's Gospel, chapter 10. And while the focus, yes, is on Jesus as the Good Shepherd, we have to understand that we're supposed to be stand-ins for Jesus in this time and this place. So we also are expected to give unselfishly of ourselves to and for others. Yes, to lay down our own lives, because that's what Jesus did, and that's what he wants us to do. And when we're able to do that, we are shepherds. Yes, we are shepherds, even if we are ordinary people striving, hoping to do the extraordinary.